Sixione Vamos, Rafael Aitov Shin Lamed Hay, August 31st, 1975, and Tosus on the first mission.
Ooh, it's not an album, but it's a Nisakores. So it's a Nisakores. And we have a loche of coaching Yibim Meneila Mechlitze, Bachayom Echlitzes. So Mele, it should apply to Nido also. So even should be poka. So even when she becomes teiro, so she should not be skuko. So she should be a suro, like an achisisho. After the sister died, that was, let's say, Reuben and Shimon, two brothers were married to two sisters, Rochel and Leo. Reuben was married to Rochel, Shimon was married to Leo, and then Reuben died, so Shimon could not be yabn Rochel, because she is the sister of Leah. And then, let's say, sometimes later, so Leah died, so then he could marry insofar as the Issa of Achisisha is concerned. So we say, no, since at the time of the Issa of Reuben, so she was Asura, so maybe the Issa of Ishisach was Chal, so even after Leah died, so Shimon cannot be Miyabim, cannot marry Rochel. So here too, since Nido is at the time when Reuben died, so she was a Nido, so there was an Issachore, so we should apply the aloche of Koshin Yibim and Lechlitze. So Mele, even when she becomes a Teiro, so she should be Asur. So then Teisves gives two talks. So the first teretz is lidomet. The achis ishu shar ayes o yisarim layom tvim shom liyodom. Avom nido likula maasire vafilu binidoso. So in other words, the teretz also means here likula maasire. In other words, even to the baal she's asur. So vafilu binidoso mashva dusochim se perikil dvorim di bas yidmi. The kom rabbi echem ish lido. So in other words, so the first lotion of Tesis is that it's a even though even he's not allowed to be boiled in the same way as the Baal is not allowed to be boiled alishne, which basically do so. But if he was boiled, so he's Kena, so he's even a little yim. So if he's a little yim, so he's certainly. So it's certainly ilo lechlitze. So it's not shayach to say that achakein she should be nesro shachas because she was ilim all the time. There was zik all the time. Was ilim all the time. He was also lovioler. That's the first terence. First terence. And we cannot apply the principle of kol shein ilim in ilo lechlitze, even though that applies to chayav b'chrises and nido is chayav b'chrises. The answer is the Gemara says that tafchov umaro yiso. So the Gemara says mistavre chayav b'chrises the tafsi the loy tafsi b'kedushin chayav olam tafsi b'kedushin. So mele that means that by chayavei the business of chayav b'chrises we say kol shein liyim and lechlitze is because it's loy tafsi b'kedushin. But by nido it's tafsi b'kedushin. So mele. So mele there is zikasi. So mele there is zikasim, and there is even yibim is in mele. But he's chayv kores if he's boiler is to so. But he's kainer. All right, that's the first teretz. And then the second teretz is veid nira lechalik. The achis ish aval pishav ish tachakein shuv itizok tliyim kibim sheniftar shor achas mishiv shenem al tochel da akeneya. In the Gemara in Yishmi Torahs mentions that Ligabi the case where the woman had children through him. Reuven and Shimon, two brothers. Now Reuven had a child, and then Reuven died. So she was not skuko Lishimon because he had a child. But a month later, after Reuven died, the child of Reuven also died. So then we should say, true, at the time when Reuven died, there couldn't be anything. Why? Because the Torah says Reuven ain't law. But she had a bet, she had a child. But now, a month later, when the child died, let her be skuko, which she may. So the Torah says, no, we couldn't say that the woman who at the time when Reuven died, the almone of Reuven, the widow of Reuven. So at the time Reuven died, she was not Nifeles, Lishimeh, Lihim, Lichlitzi. Why? Because she had a child. But a month later, the child died. So the Zikah should be Chal a month later, after the Misa of Reuven. That wouldn't be in consonance with Darkenei. Tocheo Darkenei, Abchom Zimseo Sholei. So Mele, if a woman who at the time of the death of her husband, when Reuven died, so she there was a child, and then if the child died later, zikah would be imposed upon her. That would involve all kinds of hardships. Rashi says it's impossible that, let's say, immediately after the death of Reuven, she had a child, she would get married to someone, then the child died. So then if we would say that the zikah would be imposed upon her, so the husband would have to divorce her. I mean, it could involve all kinds of hardships. But the illustrations are not important. In other words, it's not in consonance with Darkenei. Now, as Rashi points out, so it's not, Darkenei Yam is not the essence of the Halacha. Darkenei Yam is only a rayas to the pshat in the pasuk. When the Torah says, Ubei Neilo, so what does it mean, Ubei Neilo? If Bishas Mi say Ubei Neilo, Darkenei. Or, if Ubei Neilo, let's say a month later, a year later, 2 years later, 5 years later, Ubei Neilo. So we say that the pshat, this is how Rashi explained it, that the pshat in the posik, Bein Eilo is Bein Eilo Bishas Mise, but he Bishas Mise Bein Yeishlo, but later Am is Bein Eilo, so then Zikah is not Chal. Why? Because if we were to assume that the pshat in the posik of Bein Eilo means anytime Bein Eilo, so that would involve all kinds of possible hardships. And the Torah wouldn't mention a din that he involves hardships. So in other words, it's only a raya, it's only a simen. A raya is to the pshat in the pasuk. Not that this is the essence of the din. The zikah is not chal. Why? Because if zikah was not chal at the time of the misa of Reuven, zikah cannot be chal later on. But how do we know that's the pshat? That the pshat in the halacha of zikah, that zikah must be chal at the time of the misa of Reuven? Or never? Maybe zikah can be chal a year later? So that, how do we know this pshat in the pasuk? So because of the pasuk of the chel d'akeneyam. So the d'akeneyam is only a simen, a raya, as to the pshat in the pasuk. Now the Gemara in Sukkah mentions d'akeneyam in regard to another halacha. In other words, how do we know that an afitz obeis means a myrtle branch? How do we know? Maybe hirduf. An afitz obeis, because hirduf is a certain kind of thorn. And it also, as always, I mean, maybe the Torah means Yodufe is a thorn, a poison. So the Gemara says, no. Trocheo da'akineya. So what's the pshat there? That you cannot be eitze with a thorn, with a poisonous thorn, because of trocheo da'akineya? No. The pshat over there, it's obvious that the pshat is, you cannot be eitze with a thorn, with a poisonous thorn, because a poisonous thorn is not one of the dalet minim. The Torah says an afitzomis means a myrtle branch. A poisonous thorn is not a myrtle branch. So, but the Gemara mentions Rachel Dakeneyam. The answer is, you see, a poisonous thorn meets the description of an afitzomis, and the myrtle branch meets the description of an afitzomis. How do we know that when the Torah says an afitzomis, the Torah has reference to a myrtle branch? Maybe the Torah has reference to a certain kind of a poisonous thorn that also meets this description of an apitzoveis. So we say, the Torah wouldn't mention indeed that is conducive to damage, to injury of people. So we know, so that's a simen eraye, that what the pshat in an apitzoveis is a myrtle branch. But, so there, Trocheo da'akeneyam is only raya. Here too, Trocheo da'akeneyam is only raya. Alright, so in other words, so the Gemara mentions Trocheo da'akeneyam, ligabe a woman who had children, at the time when woman died. And then a month later the child died. The child died. So we don't say that the zikah should be hal, but Teitzves applies the same aloche ligabi achizish. In other words, Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, were married to two sisters. Rochel and Leah, Reuven died. At that time, Leah was still alive. So there couldn't be hal and ziki to be skuko with Shimon, because it was achizish. But then a month later, so Leah died. So we don't say that she should be skuko a month later. So why? So Teitzves mentioned the halacha of Darkenea. Because since at the time when Reuven died, there was no zikeh. So even a month later, when Leah died, when there is no minea of achis ishtei, so zikeh is not chal. Because the same halacha, because of Darkenea, we know that the pshat in zikeh is that zikeh has to be chal at the time of the mise. And if it is not chal at the time of the mise, even though the circumstances change a month later, that zikeh could be chal, it's not chal. Either it's chal at the time of the mise, and if for some reason at the time of the mise it cannot be chal. So it takes a sense. שוק לגזוק יחויים, כי מי שנפט ראשו האחס, מי שמשנה מהברוכה הודעה כנייה, כי לא מבין שהוא טובס, ואף להיכן הוא מתחיה מהייבי סלגם, כדי שיש אחי מהירי, אסור על זה שמי סלשתי, כי לא מפריד על דחים, לגמור את המשנה די הדף רמד, דף רמד, he says כמה דף חובזיין, but it's דף רמד, it's דף רמד המדלת, so the mishne says that's the third Mishneh, the Flamed of Dalek. Shloi she'achim, shnai mehem nisuyim shtei achoyiz, ve'echod nosu nochiz, meis echod nidale achoyiz, v'kineis nosu nochiz es ishtei, u'meis o ishtei shol sheni, v'akein meis o nosu nochiz, hariz asu olo v'lomiz, v'nes o sholachas. In other words, three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. They are three brothers. So Reuven was married to Rochel, Shimon was married to Leah. Rochel and Leah are sisters. Then Levi, the third brother, was married to a woman who was not his sister. Let's say he was married to Bilo. Bilo is not his sister. That's not the historical Bilo. Historical Bilo was his sister, but it's another Bilo. So Bilo was not his sister of Rochel and Leah. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So Reuven, Shimon were married to the sisters, and Levi was married to Nochris. Meisechot and Balachois. Reuven died. Now, so Shimon couldn't marry Rochel because Achis Ishtei. But Levi, he could marry. He was Miyabi. He was Miyabi Rochel. So Levi was Miyabi Rochel. Then, later on, years later, so Meiso Ishtei Shal Sheini, Leah died. Years later. So then, Leah died. Vahakei Meis Nosu Nochis. Levi died. So Rochel again fell, Levi. That's the second Nephilim. The second Nephilim. Now, Shimon now is not have the Yisrael of Achis Ishtei, because Leah is not alive. Leah died before Levi. So we say, So here we see an application of Nesho Shalachas, even we have the second Nephilim. Because here in the second Nephilim, when she falls from Levi to Shimon, so there is no Yisrael Achis Ishtei. But in the first Nephilim, she was Asuro on account of Achis Ishtei. So Mimele, the Zikr was Pakat. So Mimele, the Yisrael of Ishisach was Chal. Was Ishisach was Chal. So Omar Avigdor Mar Rav Kol Yivom Hashin Ani Kirev Bo Mishas Nephilim Yivom Yomri Aleo Hari Ki Ishisach Shish Lebon Vasur. All right, so he says, the second version. Leib nir lechalik dachis isho, ava pishalik si ish dachakei, shukli tizdach kriyim, kim she nifteru shoachas, mishishnem adrache o darkeneyam, ki lo mavi yeshu toriz, vaf lehi chadol mitzchi yamai pisa likamre, ki yishi yish achim asur lazeh shem yish ishte. That case of the Mishnah, that flamed. So there was a Leibi. So the Zikeh was not nitre gamre, Because Levi was able to be Miyabim, and he was Miyabim. Rochel. So we said last time that the Pshat Tesvis is not a sum. I'm disposed to assume that Tesvis is weighing the relative inconvenience that is in and hardships that are involved in the case. In the case there, in the Daflamed in Yivomes, and in the case of Nibu. Because in the case of Yivomes, let's say there, when Levi was at first Miyam Rochel, and then Leah, the wife of Shimon, died. And then Levi died. So there, we have a much higher degree of hardship than we have here in the case of Nibu. So Tesvis is weighing. Is weighing the relative hardship that is involved by Nido. So that's very, very slight, because even the husband has to wait until she becomes Taylor. Vis-a-vis the great hardship that is involved there in the Mishnah Daflam. It's not mistaber that Tesvis is weighing the relative hardship, whether we have the yardstick by which we can measure the hardships involved in one and as against the hardships involved in the other, and then something else. If the Pshat in Tesvis is to be based upon the relative hardship that is involved in the case of Achisishti, the Flamed there, as against the hardship involved, the slight hardship, that the insignificant hardship that is involved in the case of Ishtimido, where even the husband every month he has to wait until he stays home. So then we'll have to say that Tesvis is chelik on Rashi. That Rashi, they are daf pizayin. Because Rashi, daf pizayin is almost explicit. That the Akeneum is only a raya as to the pshat in the posik. That when the Torah says Ubein Eilo, the Torah doesn't mean Ubein Eilo any time. But the Torah means Ubein Eilo at the time of the Misa of Kuvit. We don't consider the situation a month later, or a day later, or an hour later, or even a minute later. We only consider with the question as to whether at the time when Reuven died, does he have a child, or he doesn't have a child. So, in other words, that it's only a siman eraya. But Tesvis, if we say that Tesvis is weighing the relative inconvenience, the great hardships involved in Achis Isho as against the insignificant hardship involved in Ido, so then Tesvis is chelik on Rashi, and Tesvis holds that Akeneyam is the essential, is the essence of the deen. It's not just a raya, how to interpret the halacha. And that's not mistaber to say that the Akeneyam is the essence of the deen. Monefsheh, if the Akeneyam is the essence of the deen here, so the Akeneyam is the essence of the deen, Gabi Yodufe too? I mean, who will say that Gabi Yodufe, the Akeneyam is the essence of the deen? The reason is why one cannot take on sukkahs a poisonous thorn is because it's not conducive to convenience. Alright, that's alright, I mean. For modern rabbis to say that, but the reason as to why a poisonous thorn cannot be used on sukkahs is because that's not one of the dalit meaning. That's all. It's not one of the dalit meaning. So here too, the Gemara mentions the same thing. It's not mistaber to explain the tesis on the basis of relative inconvenience. But the pshat is the tesis. Tesis is saying that, like Rashi, that the reason the Pshat in Akeneyam is it's only a raya, that the Pshat in Ziki, the Torah in the Parsha of Yivam mentions the concept of Ziki, that if there are two brothers and one brother dies and he has no children, so she is kukah. Now, so, but suppose there is no Ziki at the time when Reuven dies, but a month later, the circumstances, the facts of life change. And Zike could be Chal, according to the facts a month later. But Zike was not Chal at the time when Reuven died. So that's the halacha of Akeneyam. That Zike can only be Chal if at the time if at the time of the Mise, Zikr was hal. But if at the time of the Mise of Ubay, Zikr was not hal, for this reason, for that reason, Zikr was not hal at the time of Mise. So Mimele, later on, the facts of life change. For example, Obadiah. So the time when Ubay died, so Zikr was not hal in respect to Shimon, because Leah was alive, and she was the sister of Rochel. So Zikr could not be hal. The hal in respect to Shimon. So then, and in the meantime, much has transpired. So Levi was Miabe Rochel, and then Leah died, and then Leah died, and then Levi died, and Rochel was Nephilis again, the second Nephilis. In the second Nephilis. Now Zikr could be hal. So we say no, Zikr is not hal. Zikr is not hal. Even the time of the Mise in the first Nephilis, Zikr could not be hal, so it's not hal. So in other words, so the aloche of the Akeneyam is that even the time of the Mise, Zikr is not hal, it cannot be hal a month later, when Leah dies. That's the aloche. So that's not Chaya Gabi Nido, because Nido is not an elbow. So Nido is not an elbow. Boraya is not an elbow. That even the husband, she's a Asura Libal, Libal too. How is a child to say the wife of a person becomes all of a sudden an elbow? Every month she becomes an elbow. He's also a Libal, it's a Nisakores. Let it be an Nisakarayas, let it have the Chim of Nisakarayas, the Gabiyot, the Yavir. But she does not become an elbow. See, she does not become an elbow. So there is Zikr. Even the time when Reuben died and his wife was Nido, there was Zikr at that time. But he couldn't become her. Why couldn't he became her? Because of Mitzvah Bom Averet. So we mentioned that's another din of Mitzvah Bom Averet. It's not the same din of Mitzvah Bom Averet. It's not the same din of Mitzvah Averet as Lulav Hagos. There it's the aloche that if there is a Shem Levi of Averet and the Hefetze. And the Hefetze of Mitzvah. Here there is no Hefetze of Mitzvah. The issue is not the Hefetze of Mitzvah. But, in other words, the Maise Mitzvah, the Maise Averet. The Maise Mitzvah and the Maise Averet, that's Hein Hach. So, I mentioned that there is a machlik shem in that kub gimuli in vomis ligabe sankul shalav nizor. So, le tachle, it's mim holtz of shero. So, Rashi says that the reason is why mim holtz of shero is because there is no real misaranoi with the raise. Why? Because mitzvah's not lehenes nipu. And the fact that she is allowed to get married, that's more than the ruchni is the kamoye, than the mitzvah the kamoye, that's a physical amoye. But she could get married without chlitza too. She'll be an avayanis, but she could do it. So memele, she doesn't have any real anoye with the raise. But with the rabbonon, it's near a kinenis. So that's why the chlitza is valid. The implication being that had it been asuro with the raise in anoye, so then the chlitza wouldn't be valid. And then the Ramban mentions a certain shite that it is also banoim d'raisi, because through the chlitza she is allowed to get married. So mele, so true, she could get married be yiser anyway. But what does she ask you not? But she's not allowed to get married. So mele, she's considered manis, and she is a very similar d'raisi. He is a very similar d'raisi, and she is certainly very similar. So I think now it's another question. I mean, she is certainly embarrassed with Raisa and Isra Noe. But still it's valid, because true, she is embarrassed in Israel. That does not mean that he's not, that the Chlitza is invalid. So the Ramban rejects that she, and the Ramban mentions that Raisa from what he shall know. From which it appears, according to him, that where it is Navere, so Mimele, the chlitze couldn't be valid. The chlitze couldn't be valid. Alright, so mele we have two shittes. So I said that according to the Rishonim, Rashi in the Ramban there, so that could be the pshat in the Yerushalmi, in Shabbos. And the Yerushalmi in Shabbos is explaining the aloche, that's why a matzo gzuro is not yeitze, so one says in Abiro mitzvah, and one says a mitzvah. So the Kormeiro explains it differently, a mitzvah, but we could explain that ein avirot mitzvot nimsid der zishem v'bayuva avirot atzom sulo. So you cannot be kind of mitzvot. And mitzvah avirot means that if the same maise that constitutes the maise mitzvah is also the maise avirot, so memele he couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. So memele the second lashon teitzves is chelik of the first lashon teitzves. Where is the first lashon teitzves holds? The first lashon teitzves holds that if the yov is boal or al yivemte kishin yido, so is it mekayim her? Why don't we say mitzvah bolavera? So insofar as the general din of mitzvah bolavera of shem livayo bavera. So here's Lachayach, it's Lachayach to say, first of all, the Yivomo is not a heft of mitzvah, and secondly, the Yivomo is a nido, so does not have a Shem Levayu Aveiro. It's also Lobby allowed when they do so, but she does not have a Shem Levayu Aveiro. And then as to the other thing, of an Aveiro mitzvah, of a mitzvah Aveiro, that where the same might say, is a Maisa Mitzvah, Maisa Avera, so then he couldn't be Mikhail the Mitzvah. As Rashi mentions it in Yivomes Achutimu, so maybe the first portion of Teisves is Chelikam that on the sheet of Rashi. And the second portion of Teisves holds, no, he couldn't be Mikhail the Mitzvah of him. And since he couldn't be Mikhail the Mitzvah of him, so he couldn't be Kena. But that doesn't mean that there is no Zikah. Zikah there is. So in Mele, the Zikah is not Poka even for one moment. So the Meila, we couldn't apply the aloha of Darkenia. But actually, we could say something else. Now, so last time we said that Rashi in the first portion thesis and the second portion thesis are chelik on that din, whether there is the second concept of mitzvah ba'avere, of a mitzvah avero, that where the maisa mitzvah and the maisa avero are the identical maisa, so he's not behind the mitzvah. Because one could not be mekayim a mitzvah if the maisa mitzvah consists of a maisa aveira. He couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. If the maisa, of course, if somebody, let's say, he eats matzo, let's say it's Friday night, the first night of Pesach is Friday night, and he eats matzo at the same time smokes a cigar. So then we will not say that he's not mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzo just because he smokes a cigar at the same time simultaneously with the eating of matzah. Why? Because the maisa mitzvah of achilas matzah consists in the achilo, and the maisa aveiro of avore consists in smoking the cigar. So I mean, it's two separate things, that two separate mitzvahs that take place at the same time. Masha'in came when someone eats a matzah b'suro. So the eating itself is a new maisa gzeilo, tatlo shasim mishalim dalet, and the Rambam says it's mishalim kevu dalet, because it's a new act of gzeilo. It's a new act of gzeilo if it's a matzah gzeilo and he eats it. So mimele, so the same maisa mitzvah is the same maisa the maisa avere. So a mitzvah avere, a maisa mitzvah could not consist of a maisa avere. Cannot consider maisa avere. That's the second Russian cases. So mimele is not even kainer. He's not even kainer. But zikay there is. So mimele the aloch of darkenayim we couldn't apply. The aloch of darkenayim we couldn't apply. Now, then in the first portion of Teisves agrees with the Shita of Rashi in the Rambam. We said that where the same Maisa Mitzvah is a Maisa Avere, is the identical act. So a Maisa Avere could not serve as a Maisa Mitzvah for a Mitzvah. A Maisa Avere could not serve as a Maisa Mitzvah. So that's the second version. And the first version holds like the second version that the Rambam mentions, that even when the Maisa Mitzvah is a Maisa Avera, he could still be Mikhail the Mitzvah. That's why the first portion says that he could be Kena. But we could say that both, even the first portion in Teisves, agrees with the second portion's premise, that where there is a Maisa Mitzvah and a Maisa Avera in the same act, in the same Maisa, so he couldn't be Mikhail the Mitzvah if the Maisa Mitzvah is essentially consists of a Maisa Avera. So why does the first portion say that he's Kerner? So the first portion could hold that
that Yom could be Kele de Yivome, even if the beard does not constitute a Kiva Mitzvah. And on that point is the machlokes between the first Loshen and second Loshen. Last time we said that the first Loshen does not agree with Rashi Shite. And Rashi Shite, and the first Loshen Tesis holds that even when the Maise Mitzvah consists of a Maise Avera, it could still be Mikhail Mitzvah. Yes. Whereas the second Loshen agrees with Rashi Shite, that where the Maise Mitzvah essentially consists of a Maise Avera, so it could not be Mikhail the Mitzvah. He could not be Mikhail Mitzvah. But we can say now, no, that if the first Loshen agrees with Rashi Shite, that where the Maise Mitzvah essentially in its essence consists of a Maise Avera is here, what is the Maise Mitzvah of Yivam Yovelo? What is the Maise Avera of Issacharis of Nido? Of Bia Benido. So he couldn't be Mikhaim Mitzvah. A Mitzvah Avera. A Maise Avera could not constitute a Mitzvah. Could not constitute a mitzvah. It's a stir and an eubay. If it is a maisa aveiro, it could not constitute a mitzvah. It's a stir and an eubay. So even the first Loshen might agree with Rashi Shite in Yivam Ezav Kuf Gimel. That had there been an Isra Noyim Midraise in the chlitze of Isamul Shalav Rizore, then the chlitze wouldn't be bad. But the chlitze, so he couldn't be Mikhail the Mitzvah. He couldn't be Mikhail the Mitzvah. But, whereas the second Loshen holds that what is true of chlitze is true of Yibum, so the first Loshen could hold there is a fundamental distinction between Yibum and chlitze. Chlitze is a mafki azike, directly. That's the purpose of the chlitze, to be mafkiya the zike. So only when he's mikayim the mitzvah of chlitze, so can it be mafkiya zika. But Yivam essentially is a kinyan. Yivam o yobi ola. Voice ola lishte. So ukoch ola lishte. So harinazis, ukoch ola lishte. Harinazis ki ishtu chodavo. So Yivam essentially is a kinyan. Like Dushin, it doesn't follow up, it doesn't conform to the prerequisites of Dushin. Dushin requires Da'as HaYisho, I mean, and this does not require Da'as HaYisho, but it's like Dushin, it's a truth, it's a key and issues. So true Yibum is also a mitzvah, but one is not all on the other. So in other words, even when he was not becoming the mitzvah, he still became it. So the first Loshen Tesis could also agree with Rashi Shite Yivam Ezav Kuf Gimel. But Rashi Shite Yivam Ezav Kuf Gimel has reference to Chalitze. Chalitze, so the purpose of Chalitze is to mafkia the Zike. So Mimele Tesis in the first Loshen could agree with Rashi Yivam Ezav Kuf Gimel. He could and he could not, but he could agree with. So Ligabi Chalitze, relative to Chalitze, since the purpose of chlitze is to b'mafkia bezike, and chlitze is a mitzvah sasei, so wherever there is no kiyum mitzvah of chlitze, so there is no afkua zike. Mashim to yibn essentially, true yibn is a mitzvah, so it's a yibn also, but essentially, yibn is like dushin. So yibn, one is not the kind of mitzvah of yibn, so he's tukene. And the second version in Teisves holds no, that Yibum is just like Chlitze. Just as Rabbi Chlitze, if he's not behind the mitzvah, there is no Fazike, so the Chlitze is not valid. So by Yibum too, if he's not behind the mitzvah of Yibum, so then, he's not Kenny. Alright, I'm going to start.
Vamos, Chavrut, Elohe, Hey, Tavshinam, Hey, September 2nd,
1975. So what did they say? That when can we become the council of authority? If the moment of Israel, there was no good. And then the circumstances changed, there could be. So, in view of the fact that there was no secret the moment of Israel, so no secret could be later on. Because it could be in council of authority. So he came down the middle, even according to the second verse, that Yibum is not able because of Mitzvah of Aleha, so Yibum is not able. But Zikah there is. Zikah there is. We cannot say, facing Shor, so she's an elbow, so there is no Zikah. So, later on, the Zikah could be the Chal. But Yibum is not an elbow, she's a Shor. It's an Israel. So even at that moment, Zikah was Chal. But Yibum could be the Chal, because of Mitzvah of Aleha. So later on, Lachashim came. So it can't be even because at no moment was Zikah proper. Then Jesus says, you got a properly come. Properly come to the Shama, he's home. He'll have a Hanabal was the same one, he came to the Ashtar Shul. He was a Hoche Shah, he will. The Omar Rav. He went to the Gemara, he turned to the Gemara, he was valid. Omar Dill. He did not want to be. One is also a town, and the Baal is one. That means, the condition, the philosophy. So you can suppose they can live together. Baal, the Baal, the Baal is a day of the cotton. So they can live together. It can work. Now, so, says, this, the people who to Tano with him for one is here, for Ramea, they couldn't be. Here it's mentioned that the people is allowed to build the Ramea. And they are the only talk to Tano with God, the second I have been to see, one is a Baronchi. I don't mean. So we're not afraid. What is the new afraid of? Maybe it's a song, it's maybe it's an island. But there is nothing. So the mountain is true. So there is no easier. The world has invested between our people. So the autonomy, while we go to the group, so she is the woman from Maria. He'll turn out to be instructed from the music and all. So it's been used to see the palace. We use the voice of God. Before the Bosha, what can she do? Before the Catalan, the whole world. They can do it until it comes about. So in other words, we let them move, but through the border and the human control, years later, that this country, the story is so good, so every bit that she was with him, so was used to so. Some male is really less the cotton than the soviets left the people of the more than the alright, so it's not. But the attitude of the how could they be defeated by the court? But if the same and he can be good, a court can be good, and he can be good. So then, I could use the court in so that he can be good, but he is a good, he is a good, he is a good, he is There's a nisa of a comes with you. Right now, the case was the problem is And let's say assuming in the truth that there is, let's say assuming that there would be no mistake, then Bhaktivinoda would reply. But later on, must be the case. Now the area is some religious. But some religious, I got even my cotton, the name. He is not of appropriation. Now, he has to weigh the human test. He's not holding. Why don't we say that there is. It's not about an area. He should not be born in Chimel. Now, Chimel is a very that we bring to the movement until we should say at the time of the Missa of Lupe, he was unable to be real. He was a real for 9 years. So later on, there shouldn't be any evening that the answer is no, that the consonance in those two. Why? So according to the way we explain it, not on the basis of comparative hardships, but on the basis. So it's a riot that the Torah, when the Torah mentioned the concept of Zikr, the Torah meant the Zikr is to be high, if it is to be high, at the very outset. And even at the very outset, the first moment, when Reuven died, Zikr is not how it cannot be how it is. But Mashiach came back. So there was Zikr at the very outset. When saying that this written to the names of the Rachel, this is the Kufanim, or the Rashi of the Rachel, for everybody agrees that it's only a Rachel, it's not a Kufanim. All right. Now, the Rukhono, in its case, raises an apparent strong caution. Now we see from the first verse, that unless we have the Tainach, because Jesus says, you are able to come to the ground like this, you are able to come to the ground like this, you are able to come to the ground like this, with the woman, with the children. the top of the beast. And then
that women can be so he tells us now.
Why? It is the fact that in the first people, when women died, so you see, really at that time, they were watching. So even when Lady is not around, he cannot be watching who was the fellas, so she cannot be young, even though there is no such position. Because of the first fulfillment. So there wasn't a position. So the male world, so he said, that is because of the money. To apply the Akinea, you could only apply to the only field, to the second field. So how to way the Akinea can be less for sure. So true, would say, the Akinea is only a guy. But how can it be a guy for this thing from the second field? It can only be a guy for the first field. So obviously there are two sorts of orders. There is one sort of Akinea, and there is a Kohe, and there is a Achas, but here are two sorts. Equates one. That's an Otoska. It seems. And so it seems a very strong cash. Tate says, equates one with the other. But Tate says, he says, So we have to say that there are two separate orders. Alright, but because of that influence, when we say that Akinyam is only a Kaye, it only means that the power of the Misa of Rubin. So Rubin had children, and then later on the children come. So Ziki is not happy. It's not because it's conducive to that. Not because of the analogy. The fact that Rakimia is a raya, that there is such a halacha that the in the parsha. Ribbon is that Ribbon Ziki can be called the Ribbon. Not right though. But it's a special aloha. So that's one aloha. And then there's another aloha. There's another aloha of Meso Shachas called the Ribbon of the Yoga Shastra. And this is the case. Why? Because, so apparently we have to say as follows. The washing. Is So what does it mean, Shemkir or Bishas Nefila? Bishas Nefila means the reference only to the original woman when Ruben died. Or Shas Nefila means not only the moment when Ruben died, but the whole time, the whole period, that stuff of commences with the death of Ruben until one of the Achim is Ben Yabu, or Israel. Because Nefile Shas Nefile is one period. Shas Nefile is a long span. In other words, it commences with the death of Ruben. And when does it terminate? It's Shas Nefile, the process of Nefile. Until one of the brothers is Miyah. Then the Nefile turns. The moment the brother is Miyah, so then Ari Kishta for Dogo, and there is no Zike, no Nefile, not. But the period of Nefile is a long, represents a long span. It can continue for 50 years, maybe. Let's say, suppose they are Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died when he was 15 years old. Reuven died when she was 15 years old. And then, Shimon, he was then 16 years old. And then, 50 years elapse. And Shimon is neither Yavin, nor is he Chet. Then, 50 years later, so Shimon dies, but Yavon is still alive. So that meant, that will mean that the Shas Nefileh extended over a period of 50 years. Of course, the moment Shimon dies and no other fathers, then there is no Shas Nefileh. There is no Yod. But as long as there is a Yod, and there was no Yin, and there is no Chlitze, so it's still part and parcel of the Shas Nefileh. So the Shas Nefileh does not have reference back to the first moment. When Reuven died, that's the original moment when the Nefileh started, when the process of Nefileh started, but it continues, and as long as there is a Yom, and as long as no Yin took place, or Chlitze took place. So the Nefileh extends. So Melech, when Rabbi says, when Rav says, Kol Yivomo Shinan Kiri Bobi Shas Nefileh, Yivomo Yopi Yomel, Harei Kishi Sachi Yesh, Kol Yivah Soro, he says, he doesn't say that if at the first moment of the Nefileh, so Yib couldn't be realized, so then she becomes Asur Leilom Boed. And even the second Nefileh, she'll be Asur. No, that he doesn't say. He only says, Kol Yivomo Shinan Nefileh Bobi Shas Nefileh, if throughout the process of Nefileh, Yib could not be realized. Throughout the process of the Nefileh could extend for 50 years, for 60 years. But of course, the moment one of the brothers is beyond Mochelitz, then the Nefileh process is terminated. But until, as long as there is a law, and no Yidu took place, no Chlitza took place, so the Nefileh process is continuing, is extending. So in other words, assuming that the Nefileh process extended for 2 years, then this also implies that if throughout the Nefileh process that happened to extend for 2 years, so Yidin could not be realized. So then, if the Nefileh process continue for 10 years, so then it's a supposed device called the Momoshin Amikirebob throughout the 10 years of the Nefileh process, if you could be realized. So the Melee, we have to resort to the Exersakosub of Dakriyam. True, Dakriyam is only a Raya, but it implies a certain Exersakosub. What does Dakriyam imply? Dakriyam implies that if at the original moment, insofar as the Xeras HaKosov of Darkin Eyam is concerned, so that has reference to the original moment of the Nefileh, not the whole process of the Nefileh. Darkin Eyam tells us that even at the time of the death of Reuven, there was no Zikeh, even on a theoretical level, there was no Zikeh, so then the Zikeh cannot be Chaleh. Cannot be Chaleda in the process of Nefileh. But of course, Darkin Eyam doesn't say that in the original moment of the first Nefileh, Zikeh was not Chal, so Zikeh cannot be Chal in the second Nefileh, the third Nefileh. That Darkin Eyam doesn't say. All that Darkin Eyam says is that at the very outset, in the original moment of Reuven dying, Zikeh was not Chal. So Zikeh cannot be Chal at any other moment in the same process of Nefileh. But Zikeh could be Chal in another Nefileh. Another Nefileh. Now, so the Xerasakosu
of Yivamo Yovel comes in, steps in, and tells us, once it is established through the Aruch of Dakenea that the Tzike cannot be Chal, that Yibam could not be realized at any moment in the process of the film, no matter how long a span it will represent, whether the process of the Nefilah will represent a span of 1 week or 1 month or 1 year or 5 years or 10 years or 50 years or 60 years or 70 years. So once it is established that he cannot be realized throughout the process of Nefilah, if the process of Nefilah represents a span of 50 years, so then the Gzeirus HaKosuv tells us that once, that if it is established that Tibi could not be realized throughout the span of the Nefilah, throughout the process of the Nefilah, so then she acquires a being of Kishesach Sheyesh Labonim, Kishesach Sheyesh Labonim Piyasu, and even a second, in a second Nefilah. So the Melech, now we can understand as to why it takes this, mentions the Gzeirus HaKosuv of Nes Chosho Achatz, of Nes Chosho Achatz, and that is deduced from the possibility of the woman of the Olao, and then he says the Hindu Dakeneya, because suppose there hadn't been Aruch of Dakeneya, then we couldn't apply the Aruch of Nes Chosho Achatz in Gabi second Nefile, because the Aruch of Nes Chosho Achatz tells us that kol yivomo shein anikei le'olel b'shas nefile, throughout the process of nefile ein anikei lebo yivomo yovelel, that means he could not be realized, not only the first moment in the process of nefile, not the first moment and not the second day in the process of nefile, not the third day and not the tenth day and not the second year and not the tenth year, not the 50th year in the process of nefile. So only when it's established that he couldn't be realized in any moment in the process of Nefilah. So then, Harif Shashish Lebonim and Asuboim the second Nefilah and the third Nefilah. But suppose we didn't have our Aruch of Dakeneya. So then I would say two brothers who came in Shimon and they were married to two sisters. Shimon is married to Leah. Shimon is married to Leah. Now, when Reuven died, Leah was alive. Leah was alive. So, and she remained alive for a whole year. Then, a year after the death of Reuven, Leah died. And Leah died. So, Mele, I would say, a year later, it's still in the process of Nefilah. It's still in the process of Nefilah. So then, suppose there hadn't been Aruch of Dakeneya, I would say, Zike can be Chal a year later when Leah dies. And the Melech, and then when there is a second Nefilah. So there could be Zike in the second Nefilah too. But in view of the fact that there is no second Nefilah, in view of the fact that there is a Aruch of Dakeneya, so mainly that means that even at a time when Reuven died, Leah was alive, so that establishes Leah was born, no matter how many years. I mean, this so-called Nefilah less, that there could be a Nizikecha. Even, let's say, even if Leah will die a year later, or 2 years later, or 3 years later, so Zike couldn't be Chal because of Dakeneya. Because at the very outset, Zike was not Chal, because of Achisisho. So because of Dakeneya, Zike couldn't be Chal a day later, or a year later, or 5 years later, or 10 years later. So mainly it is established as a result of the application of the Halacha of Dakeneya. So if Leah was alive at the very outset, so it is established that Zike couldn't be Chal even 5 years later or 10 years later, when Leah will not be alive. Will not be alive. So Mele, but So that only tells us that Tzike could not be hal at any moment in this tefillah. But when there is a second tefillah, Levi is miyad mohe, and then 5 years later, after Levi is died already, so Levi dies, and then again she is the fellas, Ochel is the fellas, before Shimon. And Levi had not been alive already for a number of years, so then we say, not because of Dark Adayam, then we apply the aloche of Nesel Shabbos. So in Melee, we understand this, why Tetzves combines Nesel Shachas with Akedayam. Because if not for the aloche of Dark Adayam, so in this vis-a-vis the second Tefillah, we couldn't apply the aloche calling one machine and the kirlo bishas the field in one yom elam. Because if there hadn't been aloche of the Akeneyam, so then you could still, Zike could be how in the course of the process of the first tefillah. But since there is aloche of the Akeneyam, so on account of the fact that Zike was not how at the first moment of the tefillah, so Zike cannot be how, so it's established that it can be hal at any moment in the course of the process of the filet. Even 10 years later, in the course of the process of the filet. So mimele, even the second filet, Ziki cannot be hal because of the zirzakosu of kolivomo shinanikiru abishatim. Now, so we understand these cases. But then, one thing tells that we only have to resort to the haloche of mesvashah achas vis-a-vis second filet. But vis-a-vis the same tefillah, we don't have to resort to the aloche of Nesro Shachas. We don't have to resort to the aloche of Nesro Shachas, just to the Akeneyam. And from the Gemara it's mashma that even vis-a-vis the same tefillah, no second tefillah, we still have to resort to the aloche of Nesro Shachas. Now let's see the aloche. Now, Omar Avinu Amar Rav, the Achlamei Dom Gal. Why the bridge? Omar Avinu Amar Rav, from the Bomo Shina Mikeli Kwa Bishas Tifile, the Bomo Yodhi Oleo, Adei Keshe Sara, Shiei Shlobonim Vaso. Vaso, Maiko Mashulon. What is the Chidesh of Rav? It's a Mishnah for Reshes. This Mishnah of Shnei Shachim, Shnei Menisuyim Shdei Achoyis, Veyachu Prosunochis, מיסחן בלחוי זה כנס מסנוח לזה סישתי ומסישתי של שני פרקים מסנוחי אגל סולו לא מסנה של אחס so the yod habit a solo lo is the shachas so it's not a chidesh of ta the mishne tells us that mao vitei hanu mile heichel un ischaz yelodim pila vishein o hao heichel ischaz yelodim pila vishein ein betishtere kom maash melo no, Rav tells us a big chidesh. Because if Rav had told us the aloch of Nesro Shachas to the Mishne mentions the aloch of Nesro Shachas, but I would say the Mishne only mentions the aloch of Nesro Shachas vis-a-vis secondly. That's the case of the Mishne. Shloi Shachri, three brothers, Uven Shimon Levi, Shnai Nehem, Uven and Shimon, Shishli Achoyis, are married to Rochel and Leah. Viachot Levi is Nosu Nochis, is married to Bilo, who is unrelated to Rochel and Leah. Meisechon Balachoyes, so Uve died, Shimon couldn't be Miyam, Rochel, because Achis Ishtei, so Meilekin is Nosu Nochis, so Levi was Miyam Rochel. Then later, so Meisechon is Nosu Nochis, and then still later, so Levi died. So Rochel was the fellas again, so before whom? Before Shimon. So she cannot be Miyamber, even though she's not Achis Ishtei, because of Nesro Shachas. So if Rav didn't tell us the aloche of Nesro Shachas, I still would know the aloche of Nesro Shachas. Vis-a-vis second Tefillah, the Mishnah tells me, but I wouldn't know that the same aloche lies in the same Tefillah. What is in the same Tefillah? The same Tefillah means Reuben and Shimon forget Levi. Reuben and Shimon, two brothers, are married to two sisters. Reuben is married to Rochel. Shimon is married to Leah. And then Reuben died, and why Leah is still alive? Then, a year later, there was no lady. A year later, Leah died. Then, Shimon says, he comes to bed and he says, Leah died, so Rachel is not an Achesi. Sure, I want to marry her. So Ralph tells us, no. Bez will tell him, no, you can't marry her. Why? Because Nes Rosh Yoachas. So that's the Chiddush of Ralph. That we wouldn't know from the Mishnah. Vis-a-vis, second filet, Rav doesn't have to tell us this Chiddush of Nes Rosh Yoachas. But Rav has to tell us this Chiddush vis-a-vis the same filet. So this is what the Chiddush that Rav tells us. And on the basis of the posik of Yivomo Yobalel. But the question is, vis-a-vis the same feeling. So we don't have to resort to Yivomo Yobalel. Just because on the basis of Akimeya we know it. On the basis of Akimeya we know it. So why do we have to resort to Yivomo Yobalel? So that's a kashi against what I said. But this is a kashi outstanding not only against what I said. Forget what I said. But you can ask that kashi. Against the Gemara, you can ask that kashi. There is a loch of Dakenei. True, as Rav Chanan said, Dakenei can only apply to the same thing. But it cannot apply to the second thing. The second thing we have to resort to a posik of Yivomo Yobel and Nes Rosh Yoachas. But Dakenei certainly has application to the same thing. And here the Gemara says, when the Gemara says, Gemara has the kashi, my komashima, what's the chiddush of Rav, that this aloch is mentioned in the Mishnah, so Gemara says, no, Mauri Teime. I could say, without Rav, I would say that this aloch of Yivomo Yobel of Nes Rosh Yoachas applies only to the second tefillah. But vis-a-vis the first tefillah, so it doesn't apply. So maybe she should be Muteres. How could I say, even without Rav's Chiddush of Yivomo Yobel, Rav does not tell us the aloch of Dakeneyam. The aloch of Dakeneyam is mentioned in Pizayim. This is not mentioned by Rav. Rav tells us only the aloch of Yivomo Yobel of Nes Rosh Yoachas. But Dakeneyam is not mentioned by Rav. So even if Rav didn't tell us for the aloch of Dakeneyam, I would know. And what does Dakeneyam imply? That he, at the very outset, in the first moment in the process of Nefilah, there was no Zikeh. So it cannot take effect at any later moment. 5 years later, 10 years later, 50 years later, 60 years later. Because that's the aloch of Dakeneyam. So why does Rav have to mention the positive of Yodalel? On the contrary, the only significance of Rav's Droshe of the Yivomo is in regard to the second Nefilah. But Yivomo says, as insofar as the second Nefilah is concerned, so we know this Chiddush from the Mishnah. And Rav wants to tell us the big Chiddush, that even in regard to the first Nefilah, there is that Aloche of Yivomo Yovel of the Shachas. But in regard to this first Nefilah, without any Chiddush at all, I mean, you can ask that Kasha. As far as the first of is concerned, so that's why we know without the possibility of Yivomo Yobel. So we can ask that Kasha against the Gemara. So, apparently, so it's Mucha from this Gemara, that without the Xeras HaKosev of Yivomo Yobel, which is essentially Xeras HaKosev of Nes Rosh Yoachas, so even vis-a-vis the first Nefilah, I wouldn't know. Let's say Reuben and Shimon, two brothers, are married to two sisters, to Rachel and Leah. Reuben died, Leah was alive. And then a year later, Leah died. So without this Xeras HaKosev of Yivomo Yobel, that's Rav's Chiddush, I would say, if a year later, when Leah dies, Shimon wants to marry Rachel, he can. In spite of the Aloch of Dakeneya. But how can he? Even without the Xeras HaKosev of Nes Rosh Yoachas. He shouldn't be able to marry Rachel. Even if he wants, he shouldn't be allowed to marry Rachel. Because of the Aloch of Dakeneya. So since at the first moment the woman died, no Zikeh was Chal on Rachel, because she was not an Elbo. So a year later when she's not an Elbo, no Zikeh could be Chal, because either Zikeh takes effect at the very outset, or it doesn't take effect at all. In the same field. That's Dakeneya. Maybe if there is no Zike, if no Zike can take effect, so which is a Sachshol in Mokimitzvah, if there is no Zike. Now, so that's a Kashi, I mean, it has nothing to do with what I said in answering the Lachonis Kashi. Now, so we have to take cognizance of a certain Rashbo, that Nemal, a certain Rashba that we mount three ones. Now, the Mishnah that we mount from the house said as follows. Achilitz Leventi. Now let's say, so we have to visualize three brothers. Ruben, Shimon, and Levi. So Ruben died. And then, Ruben was married to Orpah. And Shimon was not married to Leah at that moment, originally. Just Ruben was married to Orpah. And there are three brothers, Ruben, Shimon, and Leah. But Rachel had a sister. She was unmarried, her sister, originally. So Ruben died. And then, so Achilles Liberty. So if someone was Achilles Liberty, so we know so Achilles Achilles. And then the brother, so let's say Shimon, Ruben died. There are two brothers, Shimon and Levi. So Shimon gave chlitze to Rachel. Then Levi was Nisei as a chesel, Levi. Who made this? So let's say when you see a man. Why? Because he's a chesel with us. The chinam garis is ishe. We know so often he's a chesel, or Nisei are little. Now, we are concerned with the next part of the mission. She marries Yot, she kiddish ochel as a chesel. So suppose, Ruben, Shimon and Levi, three brothers, Ruben was married to Rachel, and then Ruben died. So she was Nifeles, Leib, before Shimon and Levi, the two brothers, two of them. But then, after Ruben died, sometime later, so Levi decided to be Mikadesh, Leah, the sister of Rachel. Sister of Rachel. So we should have been saying, we tell Levi, so far he was only Mikadesh, he wasn't Nisei. So we tell him, Hamte, wait with the kinus. Ache yase or chichomais. Wait before you amaze her, in other words, before you live with her, so with your ahuse. So then you have to wait until Shime. So basically tells Levi, don't hasten to be Kaylee's leg. You have to wait until Shimon will be Miyam Rochel. So then the Zikia will be pocket. So the moment Shimon will be Miyam Rochel, Rochel will no more be Schuko to Levi. So then he'll have the right, he'll be allowed to be Kaylee's leg. Because Leo will not be there, Achis Kosei. But if you hasten to be Kenes, Leo, before Shimon is Miyam Rochel, so you will in effect be born Achis Kosei. Because until Shimon is Miyam Rochel, so Leo is Achis Kosei. Because Rochel is Kosei to you too. So you cannot be Kenes. This is what Rabbi says. Hamten Ashiyasu Achichomais. Cholatz Lochi, Oy Kinso, Yichnese Sish. Meisa Al Homo, Yichnese Sish. Then, there is a Machlekes in the world. Meiso Ishte, Malbi Yivem. Meiso Ishte, Malbi Yivem. In other words, so that really has reference to the case where they were several brothers, Ruben, Shimon, and Levi. And then, so Ruben died. At that time, no one was married to the sister of Rochel. Ruben was married to Rochel. Ruben died. So Rochel was the fellow Levi before Shimon and before Levi. Then Levi decided he married Leah, the sister. He married her. He married Leah, the sister of Rochel. Could he be Miyam? Rochel, no, of course not. Achizish. So, at the very outset, when Ruben died, so Rochel was Meteres. too late. She would be terrified. Because he was not as yet married to Leah. Then, half a year later, he married Leah. So then, Ochel became Asurati. Then, a year later, Leah died. So again, she became interested. So Ochel was no more Achisishvei. So at the very outset, when the woman died, Ochel was Mutanis to Leah. Then, half a year later, when Levi married Leah, the sister of Rachel, so Rachel became Asur. Then, a year later, Leah died. So again, she became a Teres. So the Shaila is, and now Levi would like to marry Rachel. Can he marry Rachel? So there's a Machlekes. Meisur Ishti. Meisur, so, Iboyot, Meisur Ishti Maudi Rachel. If Reuben died, and at that time Levi was not married to Leah as yet, but half a year later, so at that time Rochel was Mutaris to Levi. He would be Mikhail Mitzvah if he married Rochel. But half a year later, so Levi decided to marry Levi. So Rochel became Asur, came out in Tzar Chizish. Then a year later, Levi died. Again, when Levi comes to Bezit and he says, I want to marry Rochel, because she is not Achis Ishti anymore. Ladies died. So, can he be allowed to marry Rochel? That's the Abaye of Ima. Maudivem, Ravi Rav Chanine Dam, Rav Abaye, Meiseo Ishti, Muta Bivem. Shmuyo Rav Asa Dam, Rav Abaye, Meiseo Ishti, Oso Bivem. Oma Robin, my time in the Rav, that Meiseo Ishti, Muta Bivem. Mishim Dehave, Yivomo, Shehutro, Vines, Ode, 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 Hutro, Tavzer, Ratei, Ode, and that's the way you pass. It's a machlekes, but we pass that the Yivomo, Shehutro, Vines, Ode, Ode, Hutro, Tavzer, Ratei, Ode. Before I mentioned the case of three brothers, you can visualize it in connection with two brothers. Nadavke, three brothers. For a reason, I mentioned the case of three brothers, because of this one talent by the Rajbo. So I mentioned the case of three brothers. But, and the Rajbo says that the Gemara has reference to the case of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah deals with the case of three brothers. But in the Hanami, the same Shaila would apply to the case of two brothers. Woman and Shimon, two brothers. Woman was married to Rochel. Shimon was not as yet married to Leah. But Reuben died. Shimon is unmarried. So Rochel was Mutaris, became Mutaris to Shimon. And it's Rabin. Then half a year later, so Shimon decided to marry Leah. He was not allowed to do it because it's Achis Kukosei, so it's also somebody else. Alright, so he did Cholikini. So half a year later, Shimon married Leah. So then Rochel became Asur. With the Raisa then, Achis Ishti. Then a year later, Leah died. Again with Teres. So we pass it. So Rabbi Chanina say, and we pass it like that, that Mutabim Evdei, that if Shimon wants to marry Rochel, he can. That's the way he passes it. Ashbo raises the question, how can people say that Shimon can marry Rochel, but Nesho Shoacha, it's Nesho Shoachas took at the very outset, the first moment when Reuben died, Rochel was Mutaris to Shimon. But then half a year later, Shimon Cholikidi. He violated the Yisrael Ramonot. He married Leah of the Achis Kukosei. Alright, but the institution, the Nisuin, Wachal, it's only Yisrael Ramonot Achis Kukosei. So at that time, half a year later, when Shimon married Leah, the sister of Rochel, Rochel became an Arab. So the Melech, she became affected with the Yisrael of Ishesach. So then a year later, when Leah died, so we should say Kibush and Esrash Achaz. So why does Rab and Rav Chanina say, and that's the way he passed, Meisuish, the Gutamimante, Esrash Achaz. So the Rashba says, from this memorial we see that when we say Nesosha Achas, if there was a Nisa of Achis Isho at the first moment, let's say, if, let's say, Reuben and Shimon, two brothers, are married to two sisters, Reuben was originally married to Rachel, and Shimon was originally married to Leah. And when Reuben died, so at that time, Rachel was Achis Isho of Shimon. Then we say Nesosha Achas, even if later on Leah dies, he still cannot marry. Mashaykin in this case, so originally Reuben was married to Rachel. Shimon was not married to Leah. Half a year later, Shimon decided to marry Leah. So it wasn't the first moment of the Nisa. So the moment of the Nisa, she was Mitaras. Mitaras. And later on, she became Asur. So since at the moment of the Nisa, she was Mitaras, Rachel, we don't say Nesra Shahas. Later on, half a year later, when Shimon decided to marry Leah, the sister of Rachel. Why? So he says, because at the first moment when Reuben died and Shimon was not married to Leah yet, so at that time she was Muteres, so the Misa was Matia. So the Misa was Matia de Ishisach, the Isa Ishisach. And since at that moment the Misa was Matia de Isa Ishisach, so the Isa Ishisach cannot be Chalaget. It's like one boy. If at the moment of the Nisa, they are very outset, let's say, so Leah was married to Shimon, so in other words, so the Nisa was not married in Nisa Rabbi Shisa. Mashaik in the case where, at the time of the death of Reuven, so Shimon was not as yet married to Leah. So at that moment, Nisa was married in Nisa Rabbi Shisa. But half a year later, Shimon married Leah, the sister of Rachel. So then the Yisrach is Isha was Chal, but the Yisrach is Ach did not take effect at that moment. So it's not Chalak to say Nesra Shachas, it's only Nesra Shachas mitzad Yisrach is Ach, not Nesra Shachas mitzad Ach is Isha. This is what it is. Now, so we see, so he says, but Rav and Rav Chanina will be made there when they say that Nesra Ishte is Mutabi Verte. They don't mean that there can be a din of him. A din of him there couldn't be, says the Rashi, because of the halacha of Darkei Neiyam. So insofar as the halacha of Darkei Neiyam is concerned, so it doesn't matter when there was Afkoh Ezikeh, whether the Afkoh Ezikeh took effect at the very outset, at the moment of the death of Reuven, or in this case, of Hutcho v'Nesro v'Chotcho v'Hutcho. So at the very outset, there was it. When Reuven died, Rachel became Zvuka to Shimon. Then, half a year later, Shimon married Leah. So then the Zikeh was Kwaka. So half a year later, when Shimon married Leah, so the Zikeh of Rachel was Kwaka. So Mele, the Aloch of Darkei Neiyam was Chal. And a year later, when Leah died, so it cannot be Chal, the Zikeh cannot be revived. So Rav Chanina is made there, that she is Mutaras Rishon, and everything. Zikeh because of the halacha of Darkei Neiyam. Rav Shmuel only say, Rav and Rav Chanina only say, Meisri Ishtei Mutar Vivente. Not Mutaras Yivim, not. She is Mutaras Rishon, she is Mutaras